Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Gary, how are you?
How are we? Can't see you, but I can hear you.
Can you not see me? No, I've got my video and all here just to show you how beautiful I am, and I'm wearing Manchester United gear, you know what I mean?
Excellent. Well done.
But you can't see me.
Well, I can see you, but you're frozen.
Do you know what? Maybe it'll just catch up with itself in a minute, but as long as you can see my beautiful face, isn't that all that matters?
Yeah, but it's unnerving. It's unnerving me.
I don't know if you remember, but the last time you were in this radio studio with me, I called you sir by accident because I was so like just bowled over meeting you, and I realized, you know that might happen to you a lot, but I couldn't control myself and I literally said hello sir, and everyone laughed. I told Eric Cantona that story and he laughed as well.
Yeah, no, you don't need to call me sir.
I'll try not to. Are you more famous and revered now, do you think, than you were when you were playing?
I wouldn't say more. I don't feel more famous or revered. I don't think they're words that I would use. But I think I would say I get maybe noticed more than I did when I was playing. I ask for more photographs.
Yeah.
Maybe get the odd little abusive shout a little bit more than I used to. Which, to be fair, that is going a long way, by the way. Because when I played for United, I was universally hated. I went to Cheltenham last week and I only got called a banker three times.
That's a result.
Which is a massive result for me out of those 60,000 people that were there.
Yeah, absolutely, totally. Listen, you've been everything, right? You've been a fan. You've been an academy player. You've been a first team player. You've been a captain. You've been an international. You've been a coach. You've been a manager. You've been a pundit. You've been a podcaster. You've been a football businessman, an owner, an interviewer in football. What's the hardest job you've done in football?
Oh, the hardest job I've done in football was the coaching in Valencia, without a shadow of a doubt. I think that, you know, the fan bit is a joy. Not always when your team lose, but it's a thrill.
Yeah.
The playing bit is it's just what I knew, and it's what you do and what I did for 20 years. It was my job, but also something that I absolutely loved. And you're in control of your own destiny in the sense that you're out on the pitch. You can manage the outcome of a football match. You can influence it. I felt that coaching, because to be fair, I think two reasons. One, that I didn't put my... It's the only thing that I've basically said yes to in my life where I've not been fully committed. And when I say fully committed, if you're going to be a coach, you've got to be obsessed about coaching every single day. Every single day from the moment that you finish playing football and retire. I wasn't. I was doing the media. Yeah. I was doing the business side of things, the podcasting, all the other stuff. And then trying to be a coach of one of the best clubs in Spain. So... I got the clip round the ear, as my dad would used to say. I got the clip round the ear that I deserved, but it was definitely the hardest thing because it was the thing I was least skilled at and I'd not practiced that.
Gotcha.
And wasn't obsessed about. So that was definitely the hardest thing.
Right. Who annoys you more, Roy Keane or Jamie Carragher?
Oh, definitely Jamie Carragher. I mean, Roy Keane doesn't annoy me.
Really?
No, he's not annoying. That isn't the word I would use to describe. Challenging.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he challenges you, and I think he keeps you on your toes, but certainly not annoying. Carragher, he's just got that Liverpudlian sort of way about him that there's always a quip, there's always a joke, he can't leave anything. There's always got to be a sort of retort and a response, hasn't there? They just don't let go, do they?
No, definitely not. You're going to be here the 25th of March. I was at the last show you did in the Three Arena. This is going to be an amazing one in the Three Arena again. You brought Wayne Rooney this time. Like, did you relegate Roy Keane from this one just simply because last time he came out, the whole crowd was just Keane, oh, Keane for the whole gig?
Yeah, we just wanted a bit of love ourselves. No, I mean, look, Roy, I think Roy's doing some shows anyway, isn't he? I think over here as well. Look, Roy's obviously a legend in Ireland. And we, you know, it was put to us that, you know, could me, Cara and Wazza come over? I think that it'll be great actually because it's a different dynamic. Obviously, I played with Carragher for England, even though he didn't play very often himself. I played with Wazza obviously for England and with United for top 10-12 years. And interestingly, I did a show with him last week on the overlap stick to football, and I found, to be fair, last week I thought he was brilliant on the show. So he's firing. He's someone who's got the cutting sort of what would be nature of Roy Keane when he makes a statement. I think that they both have the ability, because of their greatness and because of their expectation of standards, to be able to put what would be more average football players down quite quickly, which is what he did with me last week on the show a couple of times. So I mean, if you just said to me at the end of my football career, I'd be going over to Ireland on a Wednesday afternoon with two Scousers, and I said to you, that's the epitome of failure in your post-football career. But actually, I'm actually looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Have you seen Saipan, by the way, the movie?
I've not seen it, no.
No? You gotta watch it. I mean, I know it means nothing to anyone outside of Ireland, but it's one of the most important things that's ever happened to us. You gotta watch it.
I don't watch football films that much or read football books that
sure.
much. And I've not seen it, to be fair. We've not even discussed it actually on the show yet.
No, you got to ask Roy what he thinks. So we're all intrigued to hear. Listen, you scored 7 goals in your footballing career. I was there for one of them,
you.
Gary.
Thanks for that.
No, you're welcome. I was there in 2003 against Fulham. I had the best moment of my Manchester United fandom when I ended up sitting behind the dugout. And when you scored, Sir Alex Ferguson, there was no one beside him. So he turned around, he grabbed me by the collar and screamed in my face. It was the greatest moment of my life. So thank you for that. But because you have 7 questions, 7 goals, I want to do that thing you do on the overlap interviews. Uh-oh. I've got 7 quick fire questions for you. United to win the Premier League or Salford to win the FA Cup?
United to win the Premier League. If you just said Salford to get promoted to the Premier League, I might have been challenged. But United to win the Premier League.
Okay. One non-sporting guest you'd love to interview.
One non-sporting guest.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious me! Non-sporting guest.
I thought you might go Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen. Yeah,
yes.
Bruce Springsteen.
I thought you might.
Or Julia Roberts, if it was a woman.
Okay, fair enough. You can have both of them if you want. When you're in Ireland, what's your favourite thing to do?
Go to an Irish pub and listen to live music.
Brilliant. Brilliant answer. Is there a match or a season or a trophy that you didn't win that keeps you awake at night, even now?
Nothing keeps me awake at night but the European Championships and the World Cup with England are the thing that, to be fair, I regret most.
Right. Who from modern football do you think would have improved your peak era Manchester United team? It doesn't have to be a United player. It can be anyone.
Oh.
But they'd have to slot in and replace, you know, you, Scalzi, Keno, Van Nistelrooy, whoever it would be. Who would you like the look of?
I'm going to choose a right back. And win.
No, don't pick yourself.
I was the worst player in our team.
You weren't. So
I'm going to put Cafu in at right back.
Okay, that's fair. We did a thing recently on the radio station where we got the entire country to vote for their favourite ever Irish song. We did a top 100 countdown. Zombie by the Cranberries came in number one. You're a man who loves your music. What's Gary Neville's favourite ever song from Ireland?
Oh, I love Zombie by the... I love that song, by the way. It's on my playlist. Goodness gracious me. I went to watch U2 about a year and a half ago at the Sphere. And I'm trying to think of... It would probably be the Pogues.
Pogues, interesting. We thought you might go for the Pogues, actually.
Yeah, Fairy Tale of New York, I think, to be fair.
Carl, who works on my show, just predicted that exact answer. So we've got to give him a high five for that.
It can be a bit predictable, but what you can't get away from... Every late November, December, when that song comes on, either in a pub or in some form of party atmosphere, you can't help but realise how great that song is. It's a unbelievable song. It'll be going on around for 300, 400, 500, 600 years. That one,
proper classic. Final question then for your 7th question: if there was to be a Saipan movie version of a situation with you, maybe those Euros or whatever, who would play you?
Oh, I thought you were going to say which film would it be? I was going to say Groundhog Day. I'm going to go... Oh, someone once told me I look like Andy Garcia, but
yes!
That might be me playing, bigging myself up.
No. I'd go Andy Garcia. That's a great shout.
Yeah. And Cara's George Clooney with his grey hair.
He'd love to hear you saying that. Listen, we can't wait to see you over on the 25th of March. The Overlap will be live in the Three Arena. It's going to be an absolutely amazing night. I will see you there. If I do get to meet you, Gary, I will call you sir again. I'm sorry. I can't control myself.
Me, sir. And look, we love coming to Ireland. We love coming to Dublin. So, yeah, can't wait.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks a million.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, sir. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.